The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
Why are you all out of breath, Selena?
I just ran in the studio, Graham.
Where were you running from?
From my car.
Oh, got it.
I'm from Graham. My house. And I'm Jess. We'll get to my worst morning ever in just a second. First, the first talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. Just calling in to get an update and see what Graham whacked last night or yesterday. Just a little whack update. Okay, bye-bye.
I don't want these updates.
I didn't whack anything yesterday. We talked about this yesterday because my kids are out at they're with the grandparents all the entire week. So I got a kid-free week, but then I'm also about to have a wife-free week because my wife's traveling for business.
Yes.
She leaves today. She's on her way to the airport right now. So that's when the real whacking is going to begin. And I'm talking about weed whacking because I just have nothing to do. I'm going to be around the house.
No other whacking, just the weed.
Well, that's at least the initial plan.
Ew. I can't make it. That's so gross.
Guarantees, Selena.
Ew. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
It's surprising how much stuff that you can get done, though, when you don't have kids around and you're used to having two little kids around and then all of a sudden they're not there. It's like you can do whatever you want.
Good for you. I feel like I wouldn't get anything done. I would just lay around.
Bedrock?
Yeah, because I don't get to ever do that.
I have a running list of like projects I want to get done around the house. And then I just started yesterday. I was like, all right, let's get at it. So I started one of them. We have like these big, I don't know, they're kind of like bifold doors and they need these like magnetic catches on them. Anyway, so I'd never put them on. So like yesterday, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go find those things. And I'm digging around through the shed looking for them. And I find the box that they're in. And then there's some instructions. And I'm like, man, these instructions are, they're all wet. Like, what's wrong with them? And I looked down, and they were just covered in blood because I cut my hand and didn't notice.
God.
And my hand was just, there was just blood everywhere.
Are
and
you
I couldn't
serious?
Even figure out where it was coming from. This is one of those things where I've turned into my parents. Like, I've turned into my dad. I remember doing construction work with my dad, you know, growing up, and he would cut himself and we'd just be working and he wouldn't even notice. And there'd just be blood everywhere. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Ew.
Like, you just, I don't know. And now I'm that
now
guy.
That's you.
I couldn't figure it out. It was one teeny tiny little cut. Must have been really deep on my pinky. I don't know what I cut my hand on. I don't know what it was, but there was just blood everywhere. It was disgusting.
Ew.
But I've become my dad. So
congratulations.
So here we are.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks.
So what happened this morning, Selena?
So my worst morning ever. So, you know, I hit the snooze a few times, which I do every morning. I mean, that always happens.
Cut it out!
I can't. I literally cannot be one of those people. Graham, I have this talk with my husband every day. I cannot be one of those people that my alarm just goes off and I get up.
You can do anything you set your mind to.
Except for that.
I can't. Because what if I sleep through that one, but I didn't set any other alarms and there's no snoozes? And then what? And then I'm like actually screwed.
You can still set the snoozes. Like I set a fail-safe alarm. I've never gotten to it, but I set it just as a backup, just in case I'd oversleep.
Well, knowing it's there, I would use that. Get to it every day.
Use that willpower deep inside of you. Say, I'm Selena from Selena's. Hear me roar.
Anyways.
And then you just get up.
I get up rushing to get ready just like every morning.
Okay.
I don't know if I was just extra tired this morning. I reach for a toothbrush, stick it in my mouth. It's my son's. So disgusting. So I had to put that down.
Would you rather it be your son's or your husband's?
My son's.
Yeah, me too. It's less gross.
It's less gross.
But now you have to buy your son a new toothbrush because he's probably like,
he won't even notice.
Oh, that's cruel. Yeah, Jess is right. Get him a new one.
Like,
that's me.
Where has mom's mouth been?
Okay, that's a good point. Actually, yeah, he deserves a new one. Okay. Fine, I'll get him a new one. Anyways, that was the first thing. Then I get in my car. I leave, and I have this bag I bring to work every day. It's got my headphones. It's got my key card in it. Normally, I leave it in the car, so I just get in. I go to work. I don't have to think about it.
Okay.
Yesterday, though, it was in my house because I've been having to drive different cars this week because the car I usually bring, the key fob died. I haven't changed the battery yet, and so I just brought the bag in after work yesterday when I got home. Leave my house. I'm a few minutes down the road. Forgot the bag. I don't have it. I need my headphones. I need my key to get into the building. So I had to go
SMH.
Back.
SMH.
I had to get it. And something told me yesterday, like, this is a bad idea because you're going to forget the bag, even though it's by the front door. That happened. Get in the car. I'm back driving. Okay, this car doesn't have any gas. Stop at the gas station. And you guys know I don't carry any physical cards on me.
Oh, no.
These are all self. Every problem you describe right now is all self-inflicted. I'm waiting for some outside influence. Like, you'd never believe this. An ice cream truck crashed in front of me, and there was ice cream all over the road.
No, there's no outside influence.
A raccoon was giving birth in front of my car.
I almost hit a deer, but I didn't.
Okay,
but that
was it.
Derailed
that didn't
you.
Slow you down Anyways. At all. You probably sped up.
So I don't. No, I didn't. Yeah. I don't carry physical cards on me because my card's on my phone. Doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Well
and, it does. We've debated this before, but okay, continue.
Jess knows this. Lately, my phone has been extra sticky and has had dried stuff
with
on
boogers.
It. It's not boogers. It's food for my kids.
I think she hasn't cleaned it off. Self inflicted.
I haven't cleaned it off. But anyways, I'm at the gas station. I'm trying to do Apple
from
Pay.
Minnesota.
From Minnesota.
At the gas station.
Trying to do Apple Pay, and it's finally working now because I had to use it a million times. But to use Apple Pay, Graham, you have to hit the side button twice.
Okay.
Like a little double click.
Yeah.
It wasn't doing it because my phone was so sticky right there that every time I tried to do it, my phone would shut off. I'm there for like 5 minutes just trying to pay for my gas, and it was not working. And I'm in there. I got the sweats, and I can't get my phone to get Apple Pay to get to like the pay mode to pay for my stupid gas.
Why didn't you go to it just as the app and not the shortcut?
What?
Yeah, are you?
There's other ways to get to your pay app rather than doing the double click.
Yeah, you can open up the wallet, but you still have to double tap.
Oh.
To bring it up, to be able to scan it. Anyways, finally got it to work. Yeah. And then that's my story. And yes, you do.
Sympathy is at the.
Not asking for sympathy. Just wanted
about 0%
just wanted to share
morning.
That with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I got here an hour before you did.
I got here.
Yeah.
Before you did.
Mm-hmm.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I am like Selena. There is no way I can set an alarm and just get up. It is so hard for me to get out of bed, and I could just sleep the day away. Like, not the day away, but I love to sleep in. Like, my alarm probably went off 4 or 5 times this morning, and it is so hard to get up, and now I'm running late. This is Amir from Utah. Love you guys.
I love it. And now I'm running late. Look, I don't like getting up in the morning. I hate it. Yeah. It's the worst. When my alarm goes off, I am filled with dread and despair and regret. And I'm second guessing every decision I've ever made in my life. But I get up.
I can't do it. I mean, that because says a lot about you.
You make the choice to give a damn and you just get up.
I can't.
You can. You have to reframe. You've trained yourself to go, when my first alarm goes off, it's not serious. When my second alarm goes off, it's not serious. I know you've trained yourself to know.
Because I know I have backup.
You've trained yourself to know that you have an extra 30 minutes of sleep or 40 minutes of sleep or whatever it is. And that ain't good sleep either. What you should really do is if your target time getting out the door is really that 30 minutes after your first alarm, set your first alarm there. But you have to tell yourself, that's the time I actually have to get up.
Or just tell yourself.
You still set a backup alarm.
That there's a fire or something. Something that would, or that there's DoorDash at your door.
Work. What's weird is that, like, I have to have all these alarms and snoozes when it comes to getting up for work. But if it's like getting up to go to Disneyland or you have a flight going
then
to Hawaii, then it's like, woo, I'm up.
See, but that's you telling your brain what to prioritize and what not to.
Yeah, vacation always gets priority.
Just saying.
I can't. It's so hard. I'm so glad I'm not the only one, though. All right, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Really big story this morning. Police investigating a 27-year-old man who allegedly killed 4 people, wounded a 5th, and then killed himself at a Midtown Manhattan office building last night. We know that this man drove across the country from his home in Vegas all the way to New York to do this. And we're learning that he had a note in his pocket claiming that he had CTE and wants his brain to be studied.
Yeah, it sounded like he was trying to target the NFL headquarters there.
Something like that.
Football related, said he may have played high school football. I don't know. Crazy.
But details unfolding.
Very sad. The skid continues for the San Francisco Giants. They started their 3-game series with the Pirates last night at Oracle Park with a 6-5 loss. This was their 4th straight loss at home, and the team has won just 2 of their last 12 games.
Oh, no.
Giants can't afford to dig themselves into much more of a hole in the standings. Game 2 of the series is tonight at 6:45.
Go, Matt! Woo!
Today is set to be the warmest day that we've had in the past 2 weeks or so, with a lot of Bay Area cities reaching the mid-80s. You guys, highs will range from the upper 70s to mid-80s.
Finally.
What a beautiful day to be outside.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely warmer yesterday.
Yeah.
Didn't feel like summer, but it was like warm. I don't know what it was. Hey, Virgo besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a six. It's a day filled with one tiny setback after another. Make sure that you have some good stress-relieving activities on standby and ready to go. The good news is that you are gaining respect from those around you who are watching you overcome your struggles. It's just going to be a struggly day today, though.
And I'm not even a Virgo.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sounds like it was for you.
Yeah.
You know that wedding I was in last week?
Uh-huh.
There's one more thing I wanted to mention. Did you guys know that people hire content creators for like weddings and for events? Now, you knew this?
What do you mean?
I knew this because I want one.
So you have a photographer, you have your videographer, and now you hire a content creator.
But like, they're just an influencer at your wedding?
No, they create
just
all the content.
To their own TikTok, like, oh my God, love the specialty cocktails. So great.
No, so they'd create your content for your social media, get all like behind the scenes stuff, make whatever TikToks that you want while you're like getting ready, or I don't know, just basically whatever you want them to do, but they get all the content for your content.
I want this. I want this because I
How
feel
long
like
has this been a thing? I just found out about it.
I mean, I've heard it within the past year or so. But the reason I want this is because I feel like, yes, you have a videographer who is capturing things a certain way and you're only going to get a portion of that. But having somebody just, because I think you assign the content creator specific people that you want them to capture. Like, hey, you know, capture behind the scenes of like my parents or, you know, my friends doing this or this and this. And then I don't have to worry about having my phone out because you guys know, I mean, I take pictures and videos of everything.
Yeah.
So I want somebody who is in charge of that and I don't have to worry about it.
That's one thing. So you as the bride, because you're not, I mean, you're busy, you're getting ready, you're whatever you're doing. You're not,
right.
You don't have time to go and like record things for your story or record people or like stop and just like make TikToks or whatever, so you have somebody else handle all of that for you because you're not going to have your phone on you.
Yeah, I mean, you're super busy and you got a lot of stuff going on, but if there's one thing I know particularly about you ladies in social media, you have to approve every last thing that's about to go on your story or every picture that's taken. So is that content creator, yes, they're helping you capture it, but you're still having to look at each one like, oh no, we didn't cheers right in this boomerang, try it again.
So you know, I did wonder that. Do some content creators, do you hire them to post in real time without you seeing the content? Because what this bride did is like she had the content creator capture all the content and then she gets sent all of it and then she kind of goes through what she wants, what she likes.
After the fact. Yeah.
But I'm sure there's some people who are like, here's my login, here's my phone, just post.
Shouldn't the wedding photographer or videographer be this person? I feel like we're adding an extra job here, and when really, like, if that's in today's world, like capturing the stuff for social media is more important than shooting this wedding video that you're gonna watch maybe once on your 20th anniversary or something. Like, you don't ever go back and watch your wedding video.
Do you have one, Graham?
Of course. Have I seen it? No.
Really? You not once? Never watched it?
Maybe we watched it on our anniversary, our first anniversary or something, and that was it. I don't know where it is. I don't know how to get it. And it's out there. I'm sure it's beautiful. But shouldn't, in today's world, which is social media driven, shouldn't your videographer just be the person that is capturing the content? Also, when it comes time for the ceremony, they can shoot a video of the ceremony.
But that's why I feel like you need multiple people for that. Because I don't think one person can handle it all. There's just too much going on at a wedding. And I want you to be capturing two things at once.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just wondering if the wedding videographer job is going to go by is the dinosaur that's about to go extinct. Because
no. I can see that, actually.
People's long-form video? Yeah. Is that a thing? You want to sit down and watch a long-form wedding video? Nobody. You want
content
TikTok clips.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, I can kind of see that happening, and that sucks. Although right now, I still feel like it's worth having the videographer because, you know, that wedding video is something, it is longer, but it's more produced. It's on an actual camera versus the content creator just using their iPhone to record videos. So maybe that makes a difference for people.
I don't know. I just feel like if I was a wedding photographer, and wedding photographers listen to this show, leave us a talk back. Maybe, I mean, I would be evolving that as a package I'm offering.
Right.
Like, look, yeah, of course I'm gonna have one person. You know, a lot of times wedding photographers work in teams of two. They got one person, you know, they got two people shooting
from
different
idea.
Angles and stuff. It's like one of those people, yeah, you got your traditional camera or video camera, you go for it. And the other person is doing all the content capturing, like you were saying.
So Selena, if you could go back to when you were planning your wedding, would this be something you would have included in there?
Yeah.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't regret that we don't have a boomerang of my wife and I cheersing our champagne glasses for that first toast.
I'd
go back and watch that just on endless loop.
Whatever.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Talk back for Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. Hope you guys are doing well. This is Big John. I just wanted to leave a talk back this morning because I think it was a week before last, or was it last week when I called in for the yes or no game? I think it was last week. But I never got an email, never got a phone call or anything like that. Jess, what's going on? I never got an email from anybody. Yeah.
Oh no.
Jess, care to respond? So, he's saying he came on to play the up nope game. Clearly, he was told he won some sort of a prize and then has never been contacted.
Right. So for the yup nope game, I'm actually not the one that emails them after they've won. I just submit their information and then the promo team emails them. But you know what, Big John? I will look into that for you, okay?
Yes.
Because we care about our listeners.
Yes, we do. Big John's an OG listener, too.
But it's also generally once they have the tickets or whatever they've won ready for them. So sometimes people win here and they're like, I haven't heard anything. And I'm like, it's been one day. Just that concert's not for a few months or even sometimes even farther out.
Yeah.
So just be patient. But also, I don't want to besmirch the great name of Big John, but didn't he go 0-for-4 in the Yep Nope game?
Oh,
I'm pretty sure he got a whole lot of trivia.
Yeah, why are you calling him out like that?
Well, I'm just trying to have your back because he's calling you out. And like, bro, like you
went
over.
That's a good point.
You went 0-for-4, dude. Like, come on. I mean,
it'll get to you.
But
eventually.
Still, look into that. Just make sure his info's been submitted.
I will.
All right, Tuesday mornings we talk TV. Jess, what are you watching?
I'm watching this show on Hulu called Born to Be Viral: The Real Life of Kidfluencers. Yeah, so I want to start I want to start by asking you guys, do you think it is ever okay for parents to create social media profiles for their kids, even if they're the ones that are controlling it for them?
I think it's okay as long as the kid likes being forced to do video.
Yeah, likes being forced to make you money.
Like, as long as it's still you have to be putting the money up for them a certain percentage. I mean, that is law now, okay? Remember that, parents, at least here in California. And two, as long as it's actually still fun for them. If it gets to a point where they don't want to do it and you're forcing them, that's when it's, like, time to call it off. And that's where it gets hard for parents to let it go because they're like, well, we're making all this money. Like, sorry, you have to work.
It turns into a job.
Yeah, I mean, it's not okay.
Being an influencer is a job and it takes a lot of work. And kids, they change their minds and interests like
all
overnight, just constantly. So, yeah, they change their mind. I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah, parents, sorry, that's it.
Yeah. So you are kind of on the fence, Graham, or you don't think it's okay?
I wouldn't want that for my kids. I mean, I know my kid mentions it to me, like, we should record me playing Minecraft. And I'm like, but why? You know? Like,
he could make millions.
I get that, but I feel that the majority of the time these accounts are set up with parents having visions of dollar signs, and that's not...
Yeah.
If he wants to make a video of him playing Minecraft and send it to me, cool. Go for it. But
yeah. And this show has been filming the lives of three families that are heavily on social media. So they're family vloggers. Two out of the three families, this is their main source of income. So they're making millions. Some they referenced that, you know, there's some months that they could make $150,000 a month based on like the ads that they're getting or, you know, the videos that they're putting out, depending on what they are. But it's like at what cost? Because they do have these huge cameras with mics on top of them right in front of their kids, basically wanting them to perform.
Yep.
You know, at saying like, okay, we're going to film this video today. And the kids are like, but I don't want to do that right now. And they're like, well, we're just going to do it. We're going to do it. That way we can, you know, send this video off and then we can play or do whatever else you want to do, right? But it's like, it's sad to see that the kids...
Yeah, then it's like work. It's like, we're just going to work real quick and then we can have fun after.
And it's forced child labor in sort of an essence because that paycheck isn't made out to them.
But the kids even feel... Or the kids are even aware that this is a job and they're like, well, this is kind of our job, but we just do it from home. And the thing is, you see that the parents are very wrapped up in like how much they're making, because the way YouTube is and the way social media platforms are right now is very different from how they were before. I think a lot of family vloggers were making a lot more money before. And as things have changed and trends have become shorter and shorter and people's attention spans have become shorter and shorter, it is harder for them to make money. So you see the struggle of them trying to stay relevant and stay making money because this is now their full-time income. So that, you know, comes with consequences for their kids as well. So it really sucks that, you know, the kids are the ones kind of having to pay the price. But people do bring up the safety issue because I think this is what a lot of parents, and I think you guys might agree, that is one of the main concerns that comes about when you know that you're posting pictures of your kids online. And so this is like a response that a mom had when she was questioned about that.
People say things like, you know, what if people, you're putting your kids online, what if there's, you know, child predators watching and you can't control that? So for me, that's like saying, oh, there's, you know, bees in the world. You should never go outside. They might sting you. Well, they're not right here. You know, my kids aren't affected by them right now. We're perfectly fine with protecting them in the way that we do.
It's like that's something that you know is out there. And that's why I would rather the parents be controlling the accounts than the kids. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Because they know how to take those safety measures and to not talk to strangers and to not give out information and things like that. And that's why parents do
it. But honestly, even then, it kind of does. I don't know. I don't see the point of like if your child is way too young to even know what social media is.
Right.
For them to have an account. I mean, some of these families feel obligated to literally share every detail to their followers to the point where they had a newborn. That newborn, guess what? Had a social media platform already.
Oh my God.
And probably had way more followers than all three of us combined.
Oh my God.
It just, I think, has really gotten out of hand. And it's like, where do we draw the line?
I just think my concern as a parent isn't, you know, predatory behavior by creeps out there. But I mean, that is an issue, you know, that I think that's an issue that any parent, even just posting pictures of their kids, has to at least think about, you know, because your kid's not 18 years old, consenting adult saying, yeah, post my picture on the internet where it will live forever and can be used however it's want. And that issue kind of raises a whole bunch of things as we get into AI and that those images can be manipulated and stuff. And it's getting scarier and scarier. But I mean, my concern as a parent would be that I just want to raise a normal, well-adjusted, happy kid. And I feel like your odds, you have a very successful kid influencer. Yeah. It's great. Our family's making a lot of money, but I think my odds of screwing my kid up for life would go up by about 95%. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't see them becoming happy, well-adjusted kid on the other side.
Do you
think,
Graham, there's any way to do it the right way where you have your kid being forced to work? But let's say all the money is going to the kid, you're putting it up for college. Now college is paid for. You're still, you know, having a kid who you would consider well adjusted. Sorry. Do you think that's possible?
I think it's possible, but I think your odds are significantly decreased because I mean, you know that to be a successful influencer, it's like you got to be posting every single day. You got to be coming up with new creative content and staying on top of stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, do you think a kid really has the bandwidth and the wherewithal to do that?
Not at all, or
the work effort? You know, and like, you know, and the drive to do that, probably not. So that means to me that the parents are saying, you really need to be doing this video today. And tomorrow we're going to do this video. And I've already scheduled to do that.
Yeah.
And then you're going, that to me is kind of, to me, that crosses the line. And now you're taking away, your kids doesn't have a normal childhood anymore. Yeah. Right. They're not being like, what do I want to do today? I'm going to go ride my bike and I'm going to go over to my friend's house. Like, we got to shoot, capture some more content first.
So,
like, that's not right.
What is this show called, Jess?
Born to be Viral, The Real Life of Kidfluencers
on Hulu.
The Real Life of Kidfluencers on Hulu.
All right. If anybody does want to go check that out.
Hottest things trending.
Clit.
All the stuff.
stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Ciara from Love Island has revealed whether or not she will be at the reunion show. Jess, are you just like counting down the days on the calendar till the reunion?
Basically, because they made us wait so long.
Yeah, it's not till August 25th. Mm-hmm. We still have a whole month practically until the reunion show. So that's when it's coming up. People obviously wanted to know if Ciara is going to be there. For those who don't know Ciara, she was booted from the villa because of a resurfaced video where she used a racial slur.
Oh.
And so she left the villa. She was just kicked off the show like mid-season practically. Do people get kicked off the show typically come back for the reunion?
Honestly, but this is the first season I've watched, so I don't think that other people had gotten kicked out the way that she did and another contestant this time around. So I don't know that that has happened before in previous seasons.
Got it. So for those wondering if Ciara is going to be there, I know she was, she had a big role on the show. Here is the video she just posted.
At this point in time, I will not be at the reunion. So I feel lighter knowing that my perspective and my thoughts and my feelings and my emotions is out there. And I think this is the first step for me in moving on and beginning to close this chapter of my life. And I'm never going to shy away from the fact that the experience did end negatively because of my own actions, and that's something that I'll have to deal with.
Okay, so, I mean, she's taking accountability for right. the things that she said in that mm-hmm. video the or post. The post or whatever. But yeah, I mean, she has a good point. It's like, since the show ended, she's been posting videos, she's been talking about it, so, like, her feelings are out there. We already know there's no need to come back on the show just to...
That's
just
a good
to, like, reiterate what we already know from yeah. your social media, so...
And honestly... I can't wait for the reunion, but there is already so much drama going on with, like, even the couple that won the show, Amaya and Brian.
I don't even know who that is. Go ahead.
It seems like there's rumors they might already have broken up. So there's just a lot going on. Yeah, like, there's rumors that maybe he was seen at a club. Like,
doesn't that make you look more forward to the reunion to, like, see what's going on with them? Or do you not care?
It does, but it makes me want the reunion to be, like, next week.
Oh, God. I can see that. Sydney Sweeney was seen with a mystery man. All right, so, you know, her and her longtime fiancé, they broke up earlier this year, Jonathan DeVito. Ever since then, everybody has been, like, hanging on every single thing Sydney Sweeney does to see if she's going to jump into another relationship. Mm-hmm. Well, this past weekend, she was at some lake in Idaho, and she was jumping off cliffs and rope swinging, and she was riding jet skis, and there was a guy.
Did he look like me?
No.
No.
Damn it.
Behind her on the jet ski, like, hanging on to her. They rode together. We don't know if this is a romantic interest. We don't know if this is somebody who works for her. This could be a family member. We don't know, but this is, for now, just a mystery man, and everyone wants to know the tea.
You don't share a jet ski if it's, like, your coworker.
That's true.
That's a good point.
You share a jet ski if it's...
So you think this is a romantic interest?
It's gotta be.
Unless it's her brother... You know what I mean? It's a romantic interest.
I didn't get brother vibes.
I mean, she's driving the jet ski and his hands are on her waist.
There you go. There's your answer.
That's giving...
Mm-hmm.
It's giving they're dating.
Because if you weren't dating this person and weren't interested, you would, if you're in the person sitting in the back of the jet ski, you'd have your arms back and you'd be holding the handles sort of behind you awkwardly. But when you're... A love interest. You put your hands around the
person. Maybe right. So JB Morning Show, that's our Instagram. We have this picture up on our store if you want to see.
I do want to see.
You think it's mystery, man? It might be. I just feel like knowing Sydney, this is something that she's going to deny. There's going to be some excuse, and I'm not really sure what it is. It's just a friend, or I don't know.
She's got some nice biceps.
There's going to be some excuse. Yeah, everyone's like, oh my God, he's so muscular.
She's got a big smile.
Am I the only one that doesn't really care? About who she's dating?
Yeah, I don't either. I think people make it... I don't know why people make it
They're
such
making
a big deal.
It such a big deal. Maybe because she just got out of that big relationship with that guy that nobody even knows who he is. But whatever. It is what's trending, so I'm letting you know. But I just kind of don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just me?
That's her.
But JV Morning Show, if you want to check that out. Grammy, what do you have?
All right. Vallejo residents and business owners have recently been alarmed by an overwhelming amount of rats. Particularly by the Vallejo ferry terminal. Rats were just everywhere. There were so many that people said cars were starting to run over them in the street.
Oh, my God.
Because they were just scurrying across the road at all times. Employees of some of the businesses in that area said they were scared to even take the trash out because there were so many rats by their dumpsters. Well, over the weekend, the city started setting traps, putting out poison. And then a rat vigilante group from Sacramento said, hold my beer. They wanted to get in on the rat annihilation effort. They are called the Sacramento Canines Rat Annihilation Team, or SCRAT for short. And they say, SCRAT says that they killed nearly 60 rats over the weekend right in that area. And again, residents and business owners in the area say it seems to have made a major improvement. Look, it's very early on. It's only Tuesday. And, you know, the efforts from the city and from SCRAT over the weekend looks like it did put a pretty big dent in the rat population. We won't know. And then, of course, like there's little baby rats, I'm sure, that are in the nest right now. They're like, we're going to come out soon.
God.
So like, there's probably more. But this is the interesting part about SCRAT, because Sacramento Canines Rat Annihilation Team, I had never heard of this. They use dogs. They use little terrier dogs. And they said their one terrier, he caught 27 rats on Friday night and 30 on Sunday night. This little dog's out there just tracking down rats?
That's so cool.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Me either.
But never heard of it.
So gross.
But it is.
Wait,
and
why don't they use this in New York? Don't they have like the biggest rat problem ever?
Yeah, they should. It should just be a team of terriers just running around the streets there, just catching all the rats. Although New York rats are different than Vallejo rats.
Right.
Like they're way bigger and meaner. The New York rats are probably bigger than a terrier.
Those are city rats.
Yeah, those are big. Big boy rats. So anyways, we're going to continue to monitor this situation, because it has been a problem that I've read about in the news a bunch over the past couple weeks.
Really? Oh,
but my we'll God. See if these efforts worked.
You're from Vallejo. How do you feel, Graham? That's
the
your, 94591.
Yeah,
Magazine Street.
That's where I was born. And I didn't know that rat vigilante groups were a thing. And so maybe I'll join them on their next endeavor.
Okay. Do you have a terrier?
I don't, but I have a dog named Hambone. And she, I assume, could catch one or two rats.
Well, we'll put it to the test.
See, Scrat. Shout out to Scrat.
Shout out to Scrat.
Yes. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, what was the show you were just talking about?
Born to be Viral, the Real Life of
Yes.
The Real Life of Kidfluencers.
Oh,
Thank you. And that one is on Hulu.
Yep.
Got it.
Good morning, guys. It's Christine from San Bruno. On that influencing stuff you guys are talking about, Jess, have you watched the one on Netflix that influenced the dark side of kid influencing? You should check that one out. It's pretty bad. It's a good one. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Oh my God, parents, if you want to, but the one she's called, by the way, is Bad Influence, the Dark Side of Kidfluencing, and it follows Piper Raquel and her mom. If you want to see like the worst of the worst, like this mom was like, she was like giving in to the predators.
Seriously?
Online. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I'm not going to tell you like what she was doing and all that, but she was doing like anything for money. So you can go check that out. And Piper Raquel, she's still influencing. And I don't even know if she's, I don't know if she's 18 yet. I know she's part of Bob House now, I think.
Oh my gosh. I don't, she's 17 years old actually.
Yeah, she's still 17.
Oh,
and in this documentary, they show her and she's like 11, she's like 12, but I don't know. Parents, go watch that.
Whoa.
And then do better.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to what the bleep it's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to get today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, you get on over to the iHeartRadio app and leave us a talk back. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Has your ever been so dirty and stinky that you were afraid someone else would notice? Embarrassing.
Oh my
Probably.
God.
Probably. I don't know. I'm not sure what you're talking
Just
about.
Don't let them see it.
Or right? smell it.
Or smell it. I don't know. I feel like it's happened to everybody.
The smell is probably the real issue, right? You don't want anybody to catch a whiff. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. And then when you formulated a guess, first, make sure that it's a PG word that you're about to guess. But then leave that guess on the talkback mic, like Selena said. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess so we can shout you out. But only the first correct answer of the morning is going to be the one that gets that JV Show Chug Mug. And again, this is a family show.
So keep your guesses clean.
Yes.
Please. And get them in now because we are going to play your talk facts next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. If you can do that, we are going to send you a brand new JV Show chuggy muggy. All right. So if you missed today's clip, here it is. Has your ever been so dirty and stinky that you were afraid someone else would notice? Embarrassing. Come on. You know you've been there. Mm-hmm. Everyone's been there at least once or twice.
Yep.
Remember, this is a family show, okay, Graham? Oh, so, come on. Keep that in mind when you leave your guesses, people. Let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Yvonne and Jorge from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is hair.
Hair.
That's a very popular guess this morning. Hair. You ever get a whiff of your... Ladies, you have long hair, so
yeah.
You ever get a whiff sometimes? You're like, something doesn't smell right there.
I mean, what sucks is when you go to like a barbecue or a festival or something, you get home and there's just all sorts of smells in there. It just traps the barbecue smell, like everything.
Yeah.
Soaks it in.
Yeah, but on a regular basis, I feel like I'm one of those people, like I wash my hair more than I'm supposed to. Like you're supposed to go days without washing it. I literally can't. Right. I can't.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Damien from San Jose, and I'm trying to win this checkbook for my sister, Oreo. She's not a human, but she's a cat. And I think the beeped out word is armpits.
Wait, what?
Armpits!
Wait, what?
God, so much to unpack there. First, your sister Oreo. She's not a human.
What? Does a cat need a chug mug?
Yes. They got a drink, too.
Yeah, put a little milk in there.
Before that's like, bedtime.
Yep. And armpits. Yeah, everyone's
been there.
Been self-conscious about the pit smell.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is James for Clovis. Think the bleep that word is car. Have a good morning, guys.
Car.
Everybody.
I've definitely been there.
Got a stinky car.
It's like, please do not let this today be somebody. Please, never mind. I screwed up that whole sentence.
Please don't let this be the day that I have somebody to give a ride to somebody.
Yeah, get in my car. Yeah. Thank you for cleaning that up, buddy. All right, continue to leave your guesses. Whatever you think today's bleeped out word is, we're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. This is our What the Bleep game, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if you can do that, we're going to send you a new chuggy muggy. All right, so here's today's clip in case you missed it. Has your ever been so dirty and stinky that you were afraid someone else would notice? Embarrassing. What do you think that bleeped out word is? Remember, this is a family show, so your guess has got to be clean. But let's go to your talkbacks now.
Hi, JV Show. Good morning. This is Sandy and Melody from Gilroy. We think that the bleeped out word is fridge or refrigerator.
Fridge. Definitely.
Very good guess. Yeah, someone comes over to the house and you got a stinky fridge and they open it.
You're like, don't go in there. Don't go in there. I don't have food anyway.
Mine's usually just the appearance of it. I don't want anybody to see what it looks like in there.
Mine's just empty and it looks sad.
Sometimes mine stinks, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. Celine calling from Napa. Is a bleeped out word Crocs?
Great guess.
That's a good guess.
Do you guys wash your Crocs regularly?
No.
But also, without the ones that don't have the fur, I feel like
they don't
really
stink.
Stinky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The only ones I've ever had stinking was the fur ones.
I guarantee the other ones stink.
I don't feel like they do.
Because they get aired out.
Yeah. And I only wear them with socks.
Same.
Even that also sounds stinky. Seems sweatier.
But less stinky because the sweat from your foot isn't going directly to the...
It passes through a thin layer of cotton. That filters out all this
stuff. But it has all the air holes. So it's not like it's getting trapped in there.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Evaporates.
I know. That's my theory. Yeah.
Hi. Good morning. This is Mylene from Danville. My next guest is watch. All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Watch.
That's a good guess. You ever worn a watch for a long time?
No.
And giving your wrist a sniff?
Ew. No.
Like one that you never take off? No.
Right.
No.
Really? Yeah. And it'll leave your wrist all stinky?
I remember that. I remember growing up as a kid, had one of those watches that had more like a, you know, the band was more like rubbery, you know, whatever that material is.
Yeah, my kids have those.
Yeah. And then you know, you're playing sports and stuff. Ew. And you're sweating under there. It gets sweaty under there.
Ew.
There's a watch band stink. It's a thing.
Oh my God. I never knew that. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Stacey from San Ramon. And I think the bleeped out word is shoes.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Shoes. Okay, we've all had a pair of stinky shoes. Mm-hmm. Jess, I drank out of yours.
I know you guys did a shoey out of mine.
I have a memory of that.
Trying to forget it. Yeah, we all got stinky shoes, right?
Yep.
Yeah. The only one.
But at what point do you decide I'm washing them or I'm throwing them away?
Here's the thing. I rarely wash my shoes. I keep my shoes forever, so I rarely throw them out too. But when I said this, I was thinking more along the lines of gym shoes. I remember one time, like, I was working out. My trainer was like, "Oh, you can probably do this better without your shoes on." Oh. And like having to take my shoes off was like my biggest fear. Is I'm like, please, I hope no one catches a whiff of these.
Yeah,
they're just sitting out there in the open air.
No,
because you can have a stinky foot or a stinky shoe, but when everything's inside the shoe and you're wearing them,
that
it's bottled up.
That smell's not coming out.
Yeah,
but you take them off and it's like corked. A stink cloud.
Yeah, then it just, it's out there for the taking.
Yeah.
Gross. All right, should we give some shout outs?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, why the hell not? First, let's give a shout out to Stacey and Sarah Mo. What's up, Stacey?
What's up?
Brand new JV show, Chug Mug, coming your way. She had the very first correct answer this morning. A lot of people, oh my, it was like a photo finish, you guys. You know, when
really?
All the horses are right there at the finish line.
Yeah.
And you're like, who won? Who's got the, you know, by a nose? It was Stacey and Sarah Mo. I'm not saying she has a big nose. I don't know.
Wow.
But she just edged in her guest this morning, just narrowly right in front of Kimberly in San Jose and her buddy Rebecca in Concord. They were right there in the photo finish. Nicely done, ladies. All three right there. But Stacey's the only one that won. Our buddy James and Clovis came with the correct answer. So did Cecilia and Morgan Hill. And of course, our buddy David in Richmond had the correct answer. Jess, am I missing anybody? Because maybe some people squeaked in with some last minute guesses. I didn't see them. If you did not win this morning, you play again tomorrow. You just got to be a little quicker for some of those people that had the correct answer. Again, weren't quite fast enough. One other popular answer this morning that I thought was a good one, kids. There were a few people that said, kids, you're worried that you have
that's
the
a good one.
Smelly kid. Selena, have you ever had the smelly kid?
I wouldn't know, but I get the being worried part because you become nose blind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I do get that. Yeah. I could see being worried that maybe they smell and somebody else might smell them.
Right. I don't think my kids have hit their like real stinky phase yet.
Mm.
As kids, like when they're real little, they don't really sweat and get BO, but you start getting a little older. My son's about to turn 8 next month.
Oh.
I feel like we're on the stink
get
horizon.
Get him the Axe body spray.
Yeah. Quick. Definitely going to get him a bunch for his birthday. So you can go double pits to Chesty.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. And Jess, you said we have Gianna on hold.
Yep.
Let's bring her on. Good morning, Gianna.
Good morning.
What is up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are great. Thank you so much. All right, let's cut to the chase. You want these tickets. We're on to play the JV Show's Yep Nope game. It's our super fun trivia game. Here's how it works. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just got to get 3 correct, so you're allowed to miss one. If you can do that, you win
tickets to see Giveon on October 4th.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here's question number 1. How many sides does a decagon have?
Oh, decagon.
A decagon.
10.
Yep. Yeah. That's right. 10
you got
sides.
That.
I've never encountered a decagon before. Octagons, because they're a stop sign, but
right.
Who sees a decagon?
Never.
Never.
All right. Anything that starts with dex is a 10.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, question number 2. In 1973, Roberto Clemente became the first Latino player inducted into what sports Hall of Fame?
I have no idea.
Take a guess.
Yeah.
I really
just name a sport.
Never heard of Roberto Clemente?
I have not.
Okay.
Name a sport.
Name a sport? Basketball.
Nope.
Oh, not that sport.
No.
That one.
That's not the one. Baseball. Major League Baseball Hall of Fame is where Roberto Clemente made it.
Hey, but it's all good. You're allowed to miss one. Just got to get the rest correct. Here's question number 3. What is the capital of Oklahoma?
My 3-year-old knows. You guys have the worst. I have no idea.
No, yeah, I mean, you have an
you know.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one.
Oh my God. No, I don't.
The capital of Oklahoma.
Guess. I don't know anything. No.
How many Oklahoma cities can you name?
Oh, Oklahoma City?
Yep.
Yeah.
There There you go. That little clue helped you. All right, question number four. You need this one to win the game. Back, breast, and butterfly are all different types of what?
What was the first one?
Back.
Back, what, and butterfly?
Breast. You don't have to say
stop
it creepy.
Saying that. I know,
sorry.
You're so creepy.
Back, breast, and butterfly are all different types of what?
Swimming stroke.
Yep.
Checking out Giveon on October 4th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium.
I knew you could do it. You know, Jess is like, awesome. I don't think she's going to get it right.
Wow. Jess is like, we have Gianna on hold. I don't think she's going to be able to win this. And I was like, stop. Gianna's got this.
I believed in you. It was Graham that was like, I don't know about this.
Also, put some respect on Tulsa, Oklahoma. Come on.
Okay, that's the only other city I've ever heard of out of there.
Yeah, outside of that, I don't think I can.
Congratulations, Gianna. You did get these tickets. All right, so hang on for that winning. Graham, we got some shout-outs.
Yeah, a couple DM slides. Moms in my DMs. I go and says, can you guys please shout out Jax and JJ? Jax started school on Monday, and JJ starts school today. I know they're going to do great this year. I've been listening all summer while I work, but now they're up early, too, and listening with me again. That's from Mom. You said. So, yes, Jax and JJ, I hope you guys have an amazing start to the school year.
Who gives a fart?
School already?
Is the school year starting?
I guess in some places.
July 29th.
Well, welcome back.
Ouch, summer's over. Another one here. Hey, Graham, I'd like to send a huge birthday shout out to one of my college roomies. Go Aggies! The amazing Marie Tang. She is unique, funny, unbelievably smart, and an amazing teacher and librarian, and one of the best humans I've ever met. She lights up any room she walks into, and I'm so incredibly lucky to have met her 23 years ago when I first walked into that dorm room in Primero Grove. I'm getting teary-eyed just writing this. Maui, aww, that's how we call her. I love you so much, and this birthday, my wish to you is that every day is as special as you are. Thanks, and that is from Brenda. So, yes, happy, happy birthday.
That's so sweet. Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
It's a great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by the new thought-provoking exhibition at the Exploratorium Adventures in AI now through September 14th. So Taylor Swift is working on a super top secret project, you guys. You know Taylor, she's had a lot of downtime lately.
Mm-hmm.
After her Eras tour, and, you know, plus she's been wanting to spend time with Travis Kelce in the offseason. Well, now that that is coming to an end, she is back to work, and she was supposedly spotted in L.A. this past weekend filming a new music video, and it was so top secret that everyone working on the set, they weren't even allowed to hear the song. They could only hear, I guess, like part of the
really?
Beat. So she didn't want this song like getting out, getting leaked. Nobody can hear it yet.
So she's just lip syncing in the music video, and there's no actual music playing?
Maybe in her ears.
Yeah.
The source kind of hinted that
how
even
how do the dancers
during
stay on beat?
I don't imagine her having like choreographed dancers in the background.
She has choreographed dancers in some of her other music videos.
Does she?
My daughter watches them all the time. There's plenty of that.
I guess, there's been
a music video.
Yeah, but when you practice enough, you don't need the song. You just need, the beat.
The vibes.
Yeah,
I guess
and vibes.
Somebody just on an old school drum set, just like, ding, 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 ding.
The source did also kind of hint that even during her time off, she was still working and writing. So there is definitely something on the horizon, Swifties. Just keep your eyes peeled.
If I had just gotten done with the Eras tour, knowing what went into that production and as long as it ran, I'm not doing anything for the next like 10 to 15 years.
10 to 15? Taylor cannot stay away that long. I'm shocked she stayed away this long.
You're like, I'm good. I'm exhausted. I want to take a nap with my cats.
Yeah.
Yes. That's me being Taylor. I don't want to get
you don't have
cats.
You don't want that.
Well, thank you.
It's been a while since
sounds
we talked
sneezy
about Diddy. Here is the latest. He is asking for bail again.
Oh.
His team just filed a new motion for bail, listing off all the reasons why Diddy should be released before his sentencing on October 3rd. They argued that Diddy, who, as you know, was convicted of two transportation to engage in prostitution charges. Mm-hmm. His team says that most people convicted of that, they're usually released before sentencing. So why isn't Diddy? It's crazy. He's still locked up when, you know, everything he's being charged with was just part of his swinging lifestyle.
I agree.
You know?
I mean, on the grounds and the precedent that's been set for other people facing a similar charge, like As much as I want to see released. Diddy in prison, I agree with that argument. Like, and knowing the slap on the wrist that he's going to get probably at sentencing, like, what are we doing?
Right. His team says they don't have to worry about Diddy being violent towards anyone either because he's been mostly nonviolent since 2018, except for an incident with Jane in 2024, but that was a one-off. So they don't have to worry about any violence if he's released.
Isn't that crazy? Mostly nonviolent, except the times that it's been reported or he got caught being violent, you know?
Exactly. Right. What about all the times that didn't get brought up
in court? There's a plethora of those times that
and
we don't know about.
Here's what his proposed bail package would look like. So a $50 million bond secured by his Miami estate, co-signed by three financially responsible people. Diddy promises to stay at his home in Miami and limit his travel to the Southern District of Florida and the Southern District of New York. That's where he's currently locked up. He'll be placed under U.S. Pretrial Services Agency supervision, and he will surrender his passport.
I'm going to limit my travel to two awesome areas, Miami and New York.
Yeah. Or even if he's
living
just
his best life.
Yeah, if he just stays home, he has everything he could possibly need there.
So the judge still has to rule on this, but that's what they're trying to do, get him out before October 3rd.
That whole so mad about the outcome of that whole trial. The fact that like we stupidly had this glimmer of hope that like somebody awful was actually going to be punished for their awful ways.
We should have known better.
I know.
We should have known. We have to talk about Deion Sanders. Huge story.
All right. Former NFL great and current college football coach of Colorado, Deion Sanders, revealed yesterday he was recently diagnosed with bladder cancer. He also told the media that his bladder has since been surgically removed as a result and that according to his doctors, he has been cured of the disease. He spent most of the summer thus far recovering from that surgery, and he joked with the media yesterday saying, quote, "I depend on depends, if you know what I mean. I truly depend on depends. I cannot control my bladder." He's going to have obviously a lot of his life is going to change drastically as a result of not having a bladder, but he seems to be taking it in stride. He's not going to let that affect his coaching abilities and his ability to be on the sidelines this upcoming season. He said he's going to be out there, and he just said that he will likely also be depending heavily on a sideline porta potty that's going to be placed nearby to him so he can quickly go to the bathroom mid-game.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was a pretty inspirational session with the media yesterday, given that his newfound problem not having a bladder is one that most people would probably be sort of embarrassed about, but I think
I'm surprised by his outlook on this.
I am too. I found it to be like pretty inspirational overall. And like I was impressed by that.
What's going on with him and Karrueche? Did you guys see that?
I saw something about that. You need to unpack that one for me.
The video that was posted, I guess part of this announcement that he was undergoing the surgery or that he had already had it done, it showed Karrueche there in the room with him. She's an emotional mess, and she's there to like support him, and she's crying, and everyone's like, are they a couple? There was no clarification, but she's all over this video crying like the way a girlfriend or a wife would be, and she's there as his support.
I would assume that's the signal that
this is the soft launch.
But crazy Karrueche and Deion Sanders.
I did not
when
have
did
that.
This happen
on my bingo card.
I know.
Interesting.
But to your point, Graham, I would be a mess and not even a hundredth as positive as he is.
Yeah.
As he is in this current situation.
But the good news, it sounds like he's cancer free. So
that is awesome.
He's had a lot of health issues over the past few years. I think he lost it. I think he had to have a couple toes amputated too long ago because some other complications with some stuff. He's gone through it.
Wow.
But continues to just like keep moving forward. It's impressive.
I love that. That's very awesome.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We have a lot of winning still coming up. 8:20. Graham, who do we have here? We got tickets for a certain someone.
Yeah.
Oh, say his name. The Latin King of Trap, of course. Mm-hmm.
And his name is
Anuel AA.
Anuel AA. That's what I said.
I don't know why we just love when Graham says it. So that's 8:20, 8:50. We have your $500 Visa gift card courtesy of Los Angeles Tourism. So still a lot of winning on the way. But right now, AI has made some NFL predictions.
Yeah, AI is doing everything these days, obviously. And AI weighing in on the upcoming NFL season. This is Google's AI, Gemini. I have Gemini now. I have a Google phone, so Gemini is, you know, wanting to talk to me all the time. Use Gemini to answer this. I haven't really had a heart-to-heart with Gemini yet. Have you guys found that on internet searches, now, like when you Google something, it gives you the AI overview. Yep. Yes. That's Gemini.
I kind of like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Has it eliminated the rest of the internet? Like,
yeah.
When you seek an answer, now do you forego going to an actual website to look for that answer or a product or whatever and just see what the AI overview? Because the AI overview, it's not always correct. Let me tell you one thing. I mean, that's it's you know, that's AI's assumption about the answer you're looking for.
But if it's the answer that I like and I assume is correct, and I just go with that. If it's something that doesn't align with what I think, then I'll keep doing some research.
I know. I feel like I still have the urge to fact check what they said. Like, okay, yeah, let me try to go to the source or whatever and find a different website to really verify
it's
that.
It's getting better though.
It is getting better, but it's also like pretty soon everybody's getting the same answer for the thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's scary to me that you're looking for an answer about maybe a health issue or whatever, and you could find different opinions from different doctors all over the world, right? You know, that they've posted in journals and studies and stuff. But if everyone uses the one answer, now we're all basing decisions off the same answer to things. I don't know. That's
I guess still do your research, people. But what does AI know about the NFL?
Well, here's what they know, you guys, because they've predicted the overall win-loss record, projected win-loss record for each and every team in the NFL. Now, look, I just went and grabbed the ones that are relevant to us here on the JV Show. And we'll start with the Raiders. A lot of Raiders fans that listen to the JV Show. Raiders!
We get it.
We've got one of those talkbacks in a little while. Well, unfortunately, Gemini AI, not very high on the Raiders this upcoming season, despite getting a new quarterback, a new head coach. They say Vegas is going to finish the season at just 6-11. Oof. Not good. Now, to the team that our very own Jess loves, the hometown, the pride of Salinas, the New York Giants. Still trying to figure that one out. They think that the Giants, AI is actually fairly high on the Giants in my mind.
Interesting.
They have them finishing with an 8-9 record on the year, which is better than last year.
That's true.
I don't remember what, I think they only finished about three or four wins last year, so that's was not good, but the Giants have a new quarterback, Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll take anything at
this
point.
That's your quarterback?
Yeah, Russell Wilson. That cornball.
At least he has Sky Daddy on his side.
Sometimes. His last few seasons haven't looked that great. So 8-9, Jess, how do you feel? Any thoughts on that? I mean, your man is really the diehard New York Giants fan. Is he optimistic about the upcoming season?
You know, I haven't asked him yet because I like to take advantage of the time that football isn't happening.
Oh,
so I don't bring it up.
The preseason's about to start.
I know.
Your weekends are shot.
But I really don't think that he's optimistic about the new season, honestly.
Yeah, I wouldn't be either. Are we going to be making a season-long bet? Something between
I'm not ready for it.
What's coming up?
Yeah, we only got a few more weeks, so start thinking about that. All right, and now to the one team that actually matters.
Bang, bang, Niner Cat.
Gemini, very, very optimistic about the Niners season. They have the Niners at 12-5, tied for the best record projection in the entire league. So 12-5.
You did say that you guys had like the easiest schedule ever.
We do. The Niners do have a very, very, let's just say, advantageous schedule. It's the NFL. Anybody can beat anybody on any given Sunday, but just on paper, if you're looking at the schedule, I would think it favors them. But the Niners have a lot of question marks at some key positions. But I will take that because AI is super intelligent and it's smarter than any of these other analysts. And they got him at 12-5. Let's go, Niners.
Bang, bang, Niner Cat.
You said there's another team that has the same prediction.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that is. I forget.
Okay.
So well, you
they
believe,
don't matter anyway.
It's probably the Bills. Or
you believe this, Graham? 12-5?
I would be ecstatic if they finished with a 12-5 record. I don't know that I foresee that, but 10-11 wins seems like
not
it
mad
should
at
be
that.
Should be well in the cards. 11 wins should be where the Niners are at.
Wow.
At least.
I'm not ready for football season. I know a lot of people are.
I can't wait.
I'm not ready. It doesn't really change my life at all, actually. I don't really watch the games like that. I just every once in a while, Drink some cold ones and eat some wings.
Doesn't it just give you that thing to look forward to on a Sunday where right now the only thing you have to look forward to on a Sunday is the dread of going to work the following day, the Sunday scaries? There's nothing to look forward to on Sunday. And
yeah,
now you have that thing. It's that reprieve from life. It's just like it's an escape. It's just something to watch.
I would still rather it be on a Saturday.
That would be, actually, never mind, no. I prefer it on a Sunday.
I'm not going to argue with you there. I'd like to throw down more cold
Thank
ones
you
during
on
the game.
On a Saturday.
On a Saturday.
Than a Sunday. It just makes more sense.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
By the way, speaking of AI, you said you have not had a heart-to-heart with Gemini yet?
No.
Gemini is Google's AI assistant, I guess. I don't know if it's the same situation with Gemini than ChatGPT, but the person who created ChatGPT and OpenAI, his name is Sam Altman, he revealed that, like, none of what you're telling ChatGPT is legally protected. And there are some people that will give, you know, some very personal information that, you know, treat these things like a therapy session.
Yep.
And they're going into detail about every little thing in their life. And he said, and I don't know if it was a new interview or he was on a podcast or something, but he said that, you know, if someone confides their most personal issues to ChatGPT, that could end up in legal proceedings. Like, they would have to hand that over. None of this information is protected.
I mean, you have to know that anything you type into the internet and anything you say into the internet and anything you deliver to ChatGPT, even though it's getting millions upon millions of questions probably every second, those are all being cataloged
and
stored.
Keep that in mind, people.
And ChatGPT and the company, they're using that to make their AI better and more efficient.
And stronger and smarter.
But that's all getting cataloged.
I know. Isn't that kind of crazy?
Oh, my gosh. What would yours know about you? What have you told your ChatGPT?
Nothing personal.
Yeah, I haven't really.
I just ask, like, stupid questions.
Yeah.
What's happening this weekend in the Bay? What concerts are going on? Like, that's like the majority of mine. Like,
what's another word for fart? You know, like, stuff like that. Like,
right. Like, make a picture of what my cat would look like as a human.
As a person. Right. Yeah. Just dumb stuff, you know. Yeah. But just keep that in mind, everybody else, if you do use
We're making ChatGPT
like
dumber. Other people are enhancing its abilities.
Yes.
We're, like, dumbing it way down.
You're welcome, everybody.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. This is Joe in Santa Rosa. Hey, I'm riding my bike into work. Listen to you guys with one headphone. It's safe. But I want to touch on the AI stuff. Hey, man, I got to tell you, that Gemini is awesome for college papers, but I cannot citation it. It's not a legitimate source. But it's awesome. Have a good day.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Gemini, write my paper.
I know. Imagine being a student these days. Just must be the easiest thing ever.
But no.
That really makes me mad.
But then professors have systems where it checks whether or not it was written by AI. So it's almost worse, I think.
I mean, I would, if I was a college professor or whatever, I would do away with any writing papers. I'm going to see what you know in class. Like, you're going to.
That is smart.
We're going pen and paper or whatever, or, you know, you got to sit down and type on a laptop I'm giving you that has no internet access, and you got to type out the answer.
Oh,
I want to see what I want to see what you know. That way you have none of those tools at your fingertips.
But
you have to go to something like that, right? Otherwise, everyone's just going to give you stuff that, like, what are you learning?
Because they're using AI it for everything. You. Even, like, high school kids, like, they're not writing college papers, but, like, on their homework. And they're just using AI for everything.
Right.
Oh, no.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Going back to football really quick, before we get to back to school, you guys, Graham and Jess, make a bet. Is this going to become a yearly thing now? Yeah, we did it once last year.
I think it should be.
I think it has to be.
Last year we had a little Giants, New York Giants bet with Jess. And I think we have to figure out something for this season. I mean, that's what the fans want.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show Familia. This is Eric from San Jose. Good morning. Hey, Graham. So if you are confident that the Niners will win with 11 or 12 games, you should do the same challenge that Jazz had to do last year for the Giants. With those 7 wins, I believe that it was. Yeah. I think it should be done. Love you guys.
You know, that's a good point, because I feel like last year it was based more on how my team did, and now maybe it should be something based on your team.
I'm fine with that. And what Eric maybe forgets is that had Jess's team overachieved and gone over the Vegas projection for wins, I would have been chugging. Like, I thought it was very fair. It's not like I didn't have anything at stake there. I think a lot of people forgot that because you ended up having to spin the chug wheel for like three or four times. It was anything below the win, Vegas's projected win total, you were chugging. Anything they went over that, then I was going to be chugging. So, like, I had some skin in the game. I wasn't totally like just some bystander to the bet.
But you weren't as nervous because I think the number should have been a little lower.
Well, that was, we just went off the Vegas projection. Now, look, I looked up the Vegas projection after hearing that talk back, and most sites have them at 10 or 10 and a half wins. I'd happily take that at 10 wins, Jess, if you'd like to agree to that. Anything over 10, that's the number of times you're spinning the chug wheel. Anything under a 10, that's how many times I'm spinning the chug wheel.
So you don't believe Gemini that it's going to be 12?
That's an AI assessment. That's what AI thinks.
Last year we did the Vegas.
I trust what Vegas thinks more than AI. So if you would like to take that bet, you just let me know.
I will. 10 wins. I will think on it. Okay. Because last year I was beating myself up for agreeing on the air, and then I thought about it later and got major anxiety because I was like, what did I just do?
Okay, well, think about it.
I'll think about it.
But when you come back, if you say no, you better have like a counter wager.
Right, you gotta have something else.
Don't just leave us hanging.
Right.
Oh my God.
A major change for one school district in Tennessee.
So I want to know if you parents are on board with something like this. A Tennessee school district is no longer going to be accepting doctor notes to excuse any absences. So if your kid doesn't show up and it's because, hey, they had the flu or something.
It's just automatically unexcused.
It's automatically not excused. So if they get three absences, then the school starts to intervene. Like, hey, what's going on?
But then they're like, I'm still sick with the flu.
Yeah. Well, then
it's been 4 days. I'm not ready to come back yet.
I hate everything about this.
They see it as a way of emphasizing the importance of like showing up regularly.
But sometimes you can't be there every day. If my kid's running a fever, you don't want my kid there anyways. More than I want my kid there.
I mean, God forbid, like something, you get into a horrible accident or something. You're in a car accident. You're in the hospital or something. You're not going to take my doctor's note that my kid's in the hospital right now? Like, how does that work?
But you know what?
This is an unexcused absence.
I also don't even like the doctor's note system that we have here either, because I'm not taking my kid to the doctor for every single thing that they have. If they have a fever, they'll be good in a couple of days, but I'm not running to the doctor and paying for that just so you can have a note.
Agreed.
I hate that.
Yeah, I think if anything, it shouldn't be an excused absence if a parent is just saying, hey, my kid is sick. But I think, I don't know why they wouldn't accept the doctor's note. If anything, that's more proof that they were sick because you took them to the doctor.
I'm with Selena. I'm not taking my kid to the doctor for every time they have a fever. Can I take a selfie with a thermometer? Like, here, this is what, just trust me, they have a fever. Like, I don't know. What is the proper system there?
The proper system is you have to take him to the, if you want an excuse absence, you have to take him to the doctor.
I know, nobody can afford
all
that.
All this money. I know. I hate it.
But how lenient are you guys when it comes to like your kids being like, oh, I don't feel good. I want to stay home.
Unless they have an active fever, pretty much outside of that.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro, you're going. Unless they're like just coughing nonstop or something. As a parent, you know when your kid is sick. You just do. Like, you can tell. And you can tell when they're trying to get out of something.
Yeah, and you don't go to the doctor unless absolutely necessary. And even then, they're just like, well, here's some ibuprofen and give them some Tylenol.
I've never taken my kids to the doctor for being sick.
Really?
Never.
Whoa.
I've had before.
Knock on wood, like they just haven't had anything where it's just not like get some rest, take some Tylenol, bring your temperature down or whatever, and then kids are, you know,
they bounce back.
They're very resilient. They bounce back. A day later, they're running around screaming, having a great time. You know, I don't know.
They're doing that even when they are sick.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, this school district says having a sniffle, that's not going to excuse you missing school.
Wow.
Pretty tough.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so a freak accident happened to an 18-year-old girl.
This is scary, you guys, and it's, as we know, it is county fair season. We've already had some of the Bay Area county fairs. I know the Napa County Fair is coming up in the beginning of August, and I'm excited to take my family, but have a little caution when you do, because what happened to this 18-year-old girl, very, very scary. I think maybe the takeaway is long hair, beware, because this 18-year-old girl was on some sort of a ride where it had an oscillating floor. I don't know if it was one of those like funhouse things where there's rollers on the floor or not. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
And that just looks like a torn ACL to me. But she's trying to traverse across something like that. She falls, and then her hair gets pulled into those.
Oh, my God. It got like sucked in there.
Into those rollers, and her scalp almost completely ripped off,
no.
You guys.
Oh, no.
She had
to go
to the hospital again after her hair was caught in there, and then a good portion of her scalp ripped off, and there was quite a bit of blood and bleeding. The fair, the operator of the fair, now this happened in the UK, the operator of this fair and fair ride, they're very sorry. They said, obviously, we don't want anybody to ever, you know, get hurt on one of our rides. But just hours later, they basically confirmed that they were reopening that particular ride. Now, I've been trying to see what the name of that ride was, and here are some that are at that. Fair, the Barf Blaster 9000. I don't know if it was that one. The Possum Plunge, the Corn Dog Catapult. It might have been the Screaming Churro. I don't know. But my money is on Uncle Randy's Gravity Hole. I think it was that
There's not a ride like that.
Maybe not.
I think I rode that one at the Alameda County Fair.
Yeah. Your uncle, huh?
Your
Interesting. Yeah, I might have made those ones up. But
oh my God, that's so scary.
Long hair, beware.
Fear unlocked.
Because you might get pulled into some moving mechanical feature of some of these rides. And we know, yes, maybe they were safety tested at one time, like, I don't know, 1,000 miles on the road in some other city
that
before
like
it arrived.
Final
at your
destination
place.
Stuff. So, what does happen if your scalp gets like pulled off? Because you don't just grow a new one.
I don't think you do. Well, I think
do you get a scalp transplant? Could you pick the hairstyle you have next, though?
Maybe they can reattach it, though. Like, just pull the flap up again.
Maybe they were able to pull the flap back down. Otherwise, aren't all your hair follicles gone?
That's what I'm saying. So if you got a scalp transplant from somebody else, could you, like, pick what their hair looked like, though? Like, I'd love to have curly hair, so could I have a scalp with curly hair?
But then you're only going to have half curly, half whatever you have now.
And they could definitely give you curly hair because they could take some of your own hair. Transplant it, which is what they do in those procedures now.
Mm-hmm. So, true. Oh my God.
You could get some new curly hair.
So scary. Not what people want to hear as they head out to the fairs this weekend.
Right.
But you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
You'll be good. You will be good.
Uncle
All right.
Randy's Gravity Hole. That's my favorite ride.
Hottest phase trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health Access to Excellence.
So this means Katy Perry is completely over Orlando Bloom, right? Her tour is currently going through Canada. And last night, she stopped down for a dinner date with Justin Trudeau.
Really?
Yeah, former Canadian prime minister. A witness says that they drank cocktails together. They shared several dishes, including one with lobster. There was obviously a ton of security with them, but they sat nearby at the bar with their backs turned toward Katie and Justin, but they were still watching them through the mirrored glass, but just so they looked, you know, inconspicuous.
Right.
And at one point, Katie and Justin went back into the kitchen to thank the staff.
But
what a weird couple if they're like talking.
But does that mean it was a romantic?
No, it's possible it could not have been, but they are both single.
Yeah, he just recently, and by former prime minister, I feel like he's just stepped down like a couple weeks ago. I mean, he was, that's a pretty recent.
Oh, wow.
And then I believe his marriage also took a step down recently.
In 2023, he and his wife of 18 years split up. So it was like a long marriage.
So maybe they're just, you know, talking about their common.
Yeah, they got rebounding. A lot in common.
Yeah. maybe they're just meshing.
Who had that, though? Ooh. Katy Perry, and Canadian prime minister, is the next couple.
Hey,
not
me. You do you.
Yeah.
Graham, don't hate me for bringing up this show.
Okay.
Next Gen NYC.
Oh, God.
So Jess will bring this show to us every once in a while to tell us about, you know, what she's watching on TV. If you don't know Next Gen NYC, it's all the Bravo celebrities' kids.
Yep.
Like in New York, just doing spoiled rich kid activities. Well, apparently Bravo had so much success with that show, which did they really? Because I don't know anyone that watches it except for Jess.
Well, yeah.
But anyways, they want to do another version, but in L.A., and the two names that are being thrown out to, like, join the cast.
Okay.
Alabama Barker.
Oh, God.
And her brother, Landon. Nobody cares about Landon. But how do you feel about Alabama Barker possibly being on the show?
You What's know what? An Alabama Barker again? Is that a when you
No.
eat too much barbecue?
No, that is Travis Barker's daughter.
Oh, got it. Right.
And honestly, I think I would want to see the behind the scenes of what her life is like.
Really?
Yeah.
I just feel like it's so much drama.
But it also is great for reality TV. You're right.
That's the point.
Because I do find it partly annoying because it's these rich kids that are complaining about, oh my God, my rent is going to be $10,000 a month. I was looking for something bit cheaper. And I'm like, okay, but it is entertaining. So I can see why a lot of people did like it.
It is a little interesting, though, because obviously her mom now is Kourtney Kardashian, mm-hmm. who's quit reality TV, multiple times. So, but again, Alabama, she's an adult. She can do what she wants. Mm-hmm. But, I doubt Kourtney was going to be, she's going to be down to, be filmed for the show at all.
Yeah, she won't be on it.
No.
But an Alabama Barker will.
Maybe. She's only being considered at this moment.
Oh, got it.
Graham, what do you have?
All right. The SFPD just apprehended a group they believe to be responsible for a series of unprovoked attacks on people who are just walking down the street here in the city. And the suspects? A bunch of teen girls. They say one of the most recent incidents occurred this past Saturday on 4th Street. They believe it was the same group of girls that were behind at least 5 attacks that took place last month in July. In the month of July. We're not to August yet. We're almost there. So this month, a series of attacks. Victims of some of these incidents had to be treated at the hospital for their injuries. None of them life-threatening, luckily, but still injuries. Well, using surveillance video, the SFPD was able to figure out who these girls are. Then they were able to track them down, detain them. They found them at the Stonestown Galleria. At Stonestown, they were there. God. One suspect is 13. One is 14, and get this, one of them is 11. An 11-year-old is out there just beating up people on the streets. They were cited and released back to their mommies and daddies.
Wow. What is going on?
Selena, you have a 13-year-old daughter, right?
Yep.
What would you do if the police showed up at your door and you're like, your daughter's out there beating up people in downtown San Francisco?
Dude, is juvenile hall not a thing anymore? Do they not do that?
I mean, I assume it's a thing when the offenses are maybe more. I don't know.
Beating up multiple people not like a serious offense anymore?
I'm sure they have some sort of date set in juvenile court per that citation. But again, I don't really know how that works.
I don't think they do. I feel like things have changed. I remember I told you my sister's car got stolen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And because it was teens that did it, and even though they go around and it's the same group of kids that go around just stealing cars and wrecking them, they can't do anything. Just return them back to their parents. And
wait,
that's it. Because they're underage.
But even if the person presses charges, like, hey, I just got beat up by a bunch of girls, like...
Oh, maybe that's different. Maybe. I don't know. But as far as criminal charges, they can't.
There
I don't know.
Should be something. An 11-year-old?
Oh, my God.
Also, if you're getting beat up by an 11-year-old,
I feel like I can fight off an 11-year-old.
Oh, okay. But I don't know if I can fight an 11-year-old when she's with a 13 and another.
Yeah, not all three together.
Yeah.
This could make for some interesting JV show content. How many 11-year-olds can Selena fight? And we'll have a boxing event. And then 11-year-olds come into the ring and we see what you can do. I don't think you can get through one of them.
You don't think I can fight off one 11-year-old?
Not one that would be signing up for this.
I think
true.
She's going to be a badass.
I think Selena could fight off one, maybe two. Yeah, I think two.
Maybe two.
I don't know. You get tired walking to Great America.
I know. Well, it's a lot of walking.
I know, but to be able in a, you know,
how many,
in some sort of a boxing match, that's
how many
incredibly...
11-year-olds can you fight off, Graham?
Oh, 40.
No, you can't.
40?
One after the next. I'll just put them down.
Why are we talking about child?
I don't
know. Yeah, we should not be doing this.
No. We don't condone violence at all.
No, but we'll set it up in the back alley, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, so go to JV Morning Show on our Instagram page. Go watch this video of an influencer named Michelle Sky Hayward. Her name's Michelle Sky Hayward.
Oh, really? I thought she was from Hayward.
No, that's her name. She goes swimming. She's off the coast of Cape Town, South Africa.
Cool.
And yeah, she's like, man, I'm loving it here. The weather's nice. The water probably a little bit cold, but I'm just going to go in anyways. And she's having fun. She's like, man, look at all of this sea foam. I've never experienced such a foamy ocean before.
I'm having so much fun. I literally don't even feel the cold. That is salty.
It gets in her mouth. She's like, man, it's extra salty here today. Everyone in the comments was like, girl, that is sewage.
Ew.
That brown foam, that ain't sea foam. What are you doing?
Oh, and it gets all over her face. You can see
all across her face. It gets in her mouth.
In her mouth.
Oh,
and the water is so brown.
It's
and
so disgusting.
The foam, the sea foam is brown. That's how you know it's something bad. And somebody commented, that foam is turds.
Why would you get in that?
I like that comment. Well, how would you know unless there's something clearly marking that the beach is a polluted hazard? Usually they shut down at your access to the water if they have.
But if it's brown, I ain't going. Brown and
foamy, uh-uh.
If it's brown, I ain't getting down.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
The way that it's stuck to her face.
The way that it's all over her shoulder and all the side of her face. Oh, it's so gross.
And then if you did this, you're disgusted with yourself. Are you posting it online?
Well, I think she posted it before she knew.
But after this, it's the follow-up video of her reacting to the comments that's gone viral.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking everything down. I don't want to be known.
I take it down and I'm changing my name and I'm moving away.
Same.
I love how, just this. It's fitting for the influencer life for me. Because, here, people are going to want to see a video of me swimming in the water. Everyone, look at me. And everyone's like, that water is turds.
And it's natural sea foam.
that foam, the reason it's that foamy, all the turds.
I bet you part of her probably didn't even care. We hear about that body of water, and forgive me for not knowing where it is or what it's called, but that one that's, so crystal clear and blue, it's almost turquoise.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of warnings, do not get in that water. Really? It's toxic, and influencers still go to get that perfect shot.
Yeah, it's worth it.
I mean, influencers don't care.
It's worth it for the likes.
Yeah.
They don't give any damn.
Yeah, somebody in the comments said the ocean is literally the biggest toilet in the world.
Ew. So,
yeah, have you seen any of those videos of cruise ships emptying their.
Oh, no.
Ew, don't tell me that.
Once you hit international waters, boats can, and once you're a certain number, because my parents lived on a boat for, 15 years or something. And once you're a certain distance offshore, you can pump out your holding tanks of all the stuff.
Just into the ocean?
Yeah.
Why is that allowed?
And that's probably not even the worst things that we've polluted our oceans so badly with all sorts of garbage and stuff like that. But that, it's very common practice.
You can dump dead bodies out there. You can get buried at sea, and that's allowed a certain miles off the coast.
So, just throw anything into the ocean. My God. Who cares? There's enough water out there to take care of it. It's disgusting. We've talked about I think it's Imperial Beach down by San Diego. Don't quote me if that's not the name of that beach, and that area right there is getting so heavily polluted from sewage offflows that are coming from parts of Tijuana just over the border. And that area, we've talked about how they can see it from space. The water is that polluted there. And this happens in the bay too.
It does.
This is a problem that's, from other foreign countries and stuff. This happens right here in the bay. You'll read about the certain number of gallons of raw sewage that get pumped into the bay every
year.
But
no one sees that murky, brown, stinky water and says, I want to go swimming in that, except for this influencer on our Instagram
story. You are when you're trying to capture a cool video of you swimming. Look at me. Everyone wants to see me swimming.
All right, so go and check out that video if you haven't yet. JV Morning Show is our Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, OJS just ran in here, obviously, from the bathroom.
You guys are about to trick
it's
me.
It's her normal bathroom time. Mm-hmm. Did you even wash your hands, Jess?
Right on some
I
washer.
I didn't need to because I wasn't there.
Splash a little water on him at least. Just for the optics. Just,
oh my gosh. Fine.
You thank you.
I hate you guys.
We were just talking about this influencer, Michelle Sky Hayward. She was in South Africa. She gets into the water oh my God, look, it's all foamy. Look at this natural sea foam. Everyone's like, you're swimming in sewage? Ugh. Go check out the video, JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story.
So gross once you know
it's
what's
so
in that
gross.
Water.
I know. And it gets in her mouth and she's like, oh, it's so salty.
Ugh, there's just brown foam stuck to the side of her face.
So disgusting.
What's up, JV Show? Y'all were just talking about sewage in the water. I've been told that the wonderful Russian River that people like to go into up in the North Bay, that's pretty much filled with a lot of sewage. And so while people are in their canoes and in their little rafts floating down the water, you're probably taking in some sewage. It happens. You gotta get over it.
Oh my God, is that the one that you get into?
He said, you gotta get over it. No, I've probably at some time in my life been swimming in the Russian River. Yeah, a lot of people swim in that river. I mean, sewage and wastewater getting into our waterways, creeks, oceans is a huge, huge, massive problem, but it is something that does happen. Wastewater districts have gotten better about protecting about it, but I looked that one up in last year. I think we even talked about it at the Russian River. There was a 277,000 gallon sewage leak, and some of that flowed into the Russian River. That was from the Guerneville Sanitation District. They had some failure with some of their equipment, and a bunch of that ran right into the river. This stuff happens, you guys. And I also looked up because I said, if you're on a boat, you go enough miles offshore in the ocean, you can just pump out your old sewage tanks, pump out the toilets right there into the water. Now, according to the official rules and regulations, you got to be 3 miles offshore to do that. And it says that wastewater is supposed to be treated in some capacity. But do you really think every single boat out there?
They're not.
Particularly ones that maybe aren't registered here.
And oh yeah, I'm with Jez.
Abiding by those rules.
Jez, 3 miles? Why not 30? Yeah. Go like way
or
out
300.
There.
Yeah, 3 miles. People can swim 3 miles. Yeah. I mean, that's really far out, but still, it's within swimmable distance.
Ew,
basically.
That's so disgusting.
Washed around. And the same thing goes for big cruise ships. They're allowed to pump their water up, but they say that sewage has to be extensively treated before they dump their tanks. But like,
we're just not safe in any bodies of water. Not the oceans, not the rivers, not the creeks, not the swimming pools. Like, good luck, people. Today's gonna be one of the warmest days we've had in a minute.
Keep your mouth closed. I don't know what you're gonna do. Yeah. Keep your mouth closed. He said that talk bike, you just gotta get over it. Well, yeah, I mean, you gotta put that out of your mind, but also, yeah, you can wind up in the hospital for some of this stuff. So
the JV Show on Wild 94.9.